Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Oh, you know what? I'm going to be back. Give me one less than 30 seconds. I'll be back in 30 seconds to continue on the show. Let me give you a little heads up here. What we're doing today, it's, well, we got in here in Colorado, we have about, 11 hours to 2019? So, okay, you ready for it? So I thought I would do maybe for the next couple of days. I won't be here tomorrow, but I'll be here on Wednesday, and we'll do a little bit of predictions for 2019. So if you want to call in, if you want a quick prediction, like one thing that I'll kind of point out that my spirit teachers talk to you about it, we can do that. And I thought today's show that I kind of channel my spirit teachers. But give me a second. I want to do something, and give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back. Sorry about that, I had to block out a little sound so that I can have quiet in the room I'm in. So we'll be doing, so we're going to do that today. We're going to do some predictions for 2019, and thinking about this whole process and what I do for people. And, you know, I had an opportunity over the holidays, and hope everybody had a beautiful Christmas, just a lovely place. And so, yeah, just got all your gifts and so forth. We talked a little bit after Christmas, but yeah, looking forward to a new year. What about you? Are you looking forward to a new year? Excitement in the new year? And what do you think? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be a good year? And so you want to know a little bit what's going to go on this year in general terms. I mean, I don't know necessarily my spirit teachers are going to give you specific indicators, maybe some things. But I've been doing that a little bit more of okay, what's going to happen. But also what I'm thinking about doing is one of my favorite things is to use oracle cards. And I've been doing that off and on for, I don't know, since I got the oracle cards. And, over 10 years, I think. Long time. And so I thought, well, I did that for a couple of people I know, family members, and used my oracle cards, the angel cards. They were originally designed by Doreen Virtue. I don't know if she's doing that anymore. She's all into, you know, some other different directions in life. But I use oracle cards, so I'm going to do more of those. So if you want an angel card reading, contact me, because I love to do that. It's fun. The cards really give great messages, and they seem to be very apropos to the people. Now, you know, obviously you can't put your energy into the cards and hold them before I do it, but we'll figure out something if you want to do that. It'd be fun. I love to do that sort of thing. Really like to do that sort of thing. So it's kind of, and it just, you know, it's like, don't have to worry about what I'm getting. I usually pick up energies off from my spirit teachers as we cards unfold and tell your story about what's going on in your life. And you have certain questions. And I guess if we do it online, which I'd love to do for you, and you can contact me through my email address if you like an angel card reading. The rates are the same, and they're fun. And I can, you know, we have to video chat because obviously you want to see the cards, right? You want to see which ones I pop up. So we'll do that. It'd be fun. So contact me. And I'm not going to do it here. I could for a couple callers now and again if you're interested, and maybe we'll do that, some angel card readings. I'm also going to do it on Facebook. So for Facebook Live, if you're so inclined and so interested, for angel card readings, how fun is that? It takes a little bit longer to set up, and I'll have to kind of simplify the process so it makes it a little bit faster. So where are you guys? Where are you today? Are you ready for the new year? Have you made some resolutions for the new year? Things that you want to come true? I've kind of not much of a resolution person, but I do want to do a couple things this year, next couple of years. I do want to, my resolutions are finish writing a book, at least one. I'm like three quarters of the way done writing a book, channeling a book, I should say. So I'm going to do that. It'll be fun. Finish that. A couple other things. Fall in love. We always want to fall in love, right? You know, you think about love. We always think about what can we fall in love with, who can we do, who can we be part of in their lives. So we'll think about that. So I'm going to channel for the next few minutes. Now, if you want to call in, just let me know or go in the chat room and say, I want to talk. Okay. And then we'll do that. Or if you want, and if you want a prediction for 2019, can you believe it? You know, it feels like the year 2000 is almost 20 years ago. Wow. 19 years ago that we celebrated the new millennial. Millennium, I don't know, something like that. Well, we got millennials, but they're celebrating. Okay, whatever. So I'm going to channel that. And if you want to buzz in here and you want a prediction for 2019, let me know. And we'll do that the rest of the week. Not tomorrow, but Wednesday through Friday we'll do that. Cool. How cool is that, right? Yeah, 2019, and then I can maybe even use my angel cards to help you with that a little bit because I like to do that. I have to buy a new set. The set I have has been used for a long time, but I keep them safe. Okay? And, okay, so what are we doing next? Okay, so I'm going to go under. Let my spirit teachers talk to you. I love to channel. So if you want a channeled message for also, I'd love to do that. Okay? So I'm going to go away for a few minutes and let them talk to you about 2019. Maybe they can give you some insights of the direction where the world is going in 2019. You know, because everything happens at once. Everything has happened. Everything that's going to happen has happened at some level, believe it or not. Now, it's a hard concept to. So let me have them talk to you about it. Well, it's been a few days since we've had an opportunity to discuss a topic with you on a theme and so forth. So George is kind of focused on what, you know, your calendar year is really interesting. You put a lot of credence and thoughts into the new cycle that you're going to go through, the beginning of a new year, the new awakening of a year, and the seasons and the circular movement of your planet around the sun. So you put a lot of energy into that, which is a good thing. Always good to plan. We understand that. It's good to plan. It's good to have ideas. Let's frame that in a little bit more of an idea of it's good to be able to put your thoughts and energies into what you want to manifest in the next cycle. Now, here's the problem. I know George wants predictions. We'll get that. Predictions, right? But we'll get that in a moment. We want to focus a little bit more on the value of focusing on what is coming up for you in the next few months, years, as in manifesting what you want in life. So this is a time of year where you can really just sit down, write down what you want, what your intentions are for the new year. And then as you write those down, you need to move that writing, that New Year's resolutions, lose weight, whatever, get a new job, find a new partner, move to a new place, go on a vacation, whatever it is that your intention is for the new year. And then as you write those things down, you need to start visualizing what they will look like. So that's the movement into the law of attraction or manifesting what you want in life, is really starting to visualize those things. So it's, let's give you the example of a partner. If you want to visualize a new partner, you've been a while without a partner and you want somebody new in your life. So you start to visualize it. You don't necessarily have to see what exactly the person looks like, but it's really more about the qualities, visualizing the qualities. You could see somebody treating you in the way that you want to be treated. You can see somebody doing the things that you love to do. You can, in your visualizations, it's almost like this person is really with you, that they're treating you in a way that shows respect, that shows love, that shows consideration, that shows kindness, if that's what you're inclined to want. I think most people would, right? Most of you want that. Most of you want somebody that respects you, that is kind to you, that, you know, all of these things that you would say that are qualities that you want in a person, but you can start to visualize that. You may not put a face to it, but you can visualize those situations, or you could visualize somebody who loves to travel, and you're traveling together, and you're doing things, and you're going places that you really want to go, but you want to go there with a partner. So really get into your visualizations. Get into your resolutions. Let's say, for example, you want to lose weight, right? You see yourself. Now, you go, I like to lose this and this and this. Perhaps you have a picture when you were younger that you weighed less. The figure that you liked. The look that you liked. So start to visualize that. Start to see yourself that way. Start to perhaps drag those little pictures out and see yourself that way. Start to visualize that. And that will motivate your inner being to motivate your outer being to do the things that you need to do. Now, obviously, to lose weight, you need to do certain things in your life. And so once you start to visualize it and ask the universe, ask source energy, guide me to, show me how to do this. Show me the ways to lose weight or to get a figure that I'm really comfortable with, that I feel healthier. Because it's really about feeling healthy. You could be heavier and still be healthy. But let's say that you want to look healthier. You want to look trimmer. You want to have your body in a state of good, healthy condition. Start visualizing. Start seeing it. Start visualizing every week you go on the scale and you see you lost a pound or two. Okay? So it's your visualizations. So the first step is make a list of things that you want to change in 2019. What do you want to see happen to you and your family in 2019? And then start visualizing it. Start seeing it. Take each one and visualize. Spend some time every day and visualize. Don't give up. This is a process, you know, that's the adage that you've spent 20 years doing things a certain way or 10 years doing things a certain way. And it doesn't necessarily mean that overnight you're going to be able to change it. You have to go through the process. You have to work with your mind and body to make the changes that you need to change. You need to change your thinking. First, change your thinking. Change your thinking into the person that you want to be in the situation you want to be. It's like you're actually living there already, that you're already as slim as you want to be already, and then all your body in your situation has to catch up with who you are. This is who you are. This is what I visualize myself to be, right? This is who I see myself to be. This is successful financially, whatever it is. This is how I envision myself. Then you need the rest of it to catch up with that, the body to catch up with that, the bank account to catch up with that, the job to catch up with that. See it, feel it, touch it, envision it, and then let the rest of it flow to you that makes what you visualize to be your reality. You know, once you've already seen it, once you put it out there and you start to visualize every day, this is my financial situation, this is my job situation, this is what I visualize myself doing, my relationship situation, whatever it is, then start to visualize that every day. Start to make it really firm and concrete in your consciousness that this is where I'm going. And then start to feel that way. See, we don't want to contradict ourselves too much here. We want you to get into that mode of, this is who I really am and this is where I'm really going, and I'm going to let the rest of it catch up with me. It's like you're out here in off on the road somewhere, and the rest of you is going to catch up with you. All these things are going to catch up with you because you've already set everything in motion. So the universe will bring it in. We'll bring it in. But we'll bring it in based on your, what's the word we want to use here? Your persistence in seeing it. The more you make it real, the more you make your belief system accept the fact that I'm financially wealthy. Once you start to believe that, then the flow will get to you. The flow will come to you. So first of all, you have to visualize it, feel it, live it. And then the universe will bring in, source energy will bring into that, into your reality. The only difference between where you are at right now and what you want is you. Does that make sense? Now, listen to us again. The only difference from the reality that you want and where you're at now is you. It's not source. It's not God. It's not some external factor. It's you creating the reality in your mind and in your body of where you want to be and letting it catch up to you. Get there first. Get to that place. Get to that new job in your mind. Get into that new home in your mind. Get into that new relationship in your mind and your body and your soul. And then let the universe catch up with you into bringing that into a physical reality. Make it a spiritual reality. Make it a subconscious reality. Make it a soulful reality. And then the actual reality in the physical world will come about. It will catch up to your thinking and feeling and visualizations of what you want. So think about that as you get into the new year. So George wanted predictions. We hesitate to give you a lot of predictions because you're in a squirrely world right now. A lot of people are worried about finance and your job situations. And we don't have time to get into specific things and specific people. But And we hate to recommend certain investments or sort of that sort of thing. But we'll see that the economy will stabilize. It'll dip a bit, and it will stabilize. That there's new horizons, new directions for the country and the world. The world is going to go through a slowdown financially because it's necessary at this point in time. It's going to take a breath and reset itself a little bit. So you'll see the economy start to increase and build itself back up after months of just a slowdown a little bit, catching its breath, retooling a little bit, redirections. You know, your economy needs, the driving force in your economy is new ideas, new products, new this, new that, new services. So your economy is getting worn in the sense of everything's kind of a little old, a little stale. So wait for new. New will excite your economy. But give that a few months. So you're going to go into a little bit of a dip, and then it'll pull back out with new ideas, new thoughts, new directions, new products, new ideas, new services that people will jump on. So don't get too worried about the economy. Now, if you want to visualize your economy, in general as being healthy, it's that people are employed, that there's new products and new services coming, or retooled products and services, and that they're more and more available to you. So that's our prediction. So don't worry about this. It will be handled. So thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Where am I? Oh, I'm here somewhere. Okay, we got 11 minutes left. So still waiting for calls. See if anybody wants a prediction for 2019. Maybe we can do them tomorrow. Let's do, not tomorrow, but Wednesday. We'll do more of them on Wednesday. So that's pretty much where we're at. I thought we'd go on longer and there would be callers. I didn't really set up a whole lot of extra goodies for the show. I was hoping people would call in for their 2019 predictions. And then, again, I'll emphasize the idea that if you're interested in angel cards, angel card reading, then contact me, okay? Angel card readings. And we can do that. We can do it over Skype or, you know, Facebook Messenger, whatever you feel is comfortable for you to do. But the visualization, the seeing of it really is a big benefit in that area versus just, okay. Since there are no callers and there's about 10 minutes left in the show, I think what I'll do is go back to my spirit teachers and let them talk to you a little bit more about 2019 and see if they have anything else to say about 2019. And you know, I ask them to be positive. I don't like negative messages. I don't like, oh, you know, like certain things going to happen and you got to, but kind of, I hate dire predictions. Oh, well, the world's going to fall apart and the planet Earth is going to burn up. But I do like positive predictions. So I'm going to go under again, just kind of a little bit, and see if they have anything to say about 2019, as in things that to look forward to in a positive way. You know, we talked a little bit about prosperity, and we feel that from what we see into your future, into your 2019, that there will be a lull, not drastic, not bottom of the barrel lull, but a lull. Things will slow down and retool and redirect themselves. But let's get away from that. Let's look at events on your planet, especially at those in the United States, because most of the people who are listening are in the United States. We would say that weather patterns have changed dramatically over the last few years, whether you accept climate change or not, but which is a reality that you are affecting your climate. We as from the non-physical world see the impact that you are making on your planet. Not necessarily in a positive way in some cases, but the weather patterns will hold true. So you need to be prepared for that. You need to be prepared for the dry areas and the dry predictions and the fires in certain areas. You need to really be conscious of that reality. A lot of you just kind of like bury your heads in the sand and say, well, it can't happen to me, but it can. Floods, you know, but we have to give you this. Now, it looks kind of drastic in some ways, and this climate change thing looks horrible, and, you know, the planet is going to be in severe conditions in the future, but source energy doesn't want that to happen. God, source, whatever you call it, does not want that to happen, does not want your planet to be and society to be constant worry and fear about the changes that are happening in your environment. So these things will stabilize themselves. They will start to stabilize because it's a reality that people will catch up with. People will start to understand the reality, and that you know, we're talking about leaders and government leaders. And as you move into 2019 and you move into 2020, there will be a greater reality and understanding of the things that need to be done to reverse the adverse effects of climate change. It's going to take a long time. You've had over 100 years of affecting the economy or the environment in a negative way. You've done things to pollute in various forms of pollution into your environment. And so it's going to take some time to reverse those effects, but you will. You will reverse those effects over time because there will be more and more of a realization that this is what we can do. This is what we need to do. This is how we can change our future as into the environment. We can do this. And you know what's interesting about that, we from our perspective to yours and what we kind of push down upon you, is economically the changes that you have to make to affect to reverse the problems that you're facing as in your climate are actually financially beneficial to you. You will see the financial benefits of making the changes. More jobs, more money, more creation, more innovation, more science, more all of that. You will see it. You will get it. You will understand more and more that what's being invented, what's being created, what's being done to reverse the effects of climate change actually are a benefit for you financially, job-wise, money-wise, the economy-wise, that the old industries that are causing the problem as they fade out of existence, believe it or not, fade. I mean, we're not saying immediately, not 2019. This is going to take time and years to reverse the course. But as you reverse the course, you'll have more and more of a realization that the new economy, the new direction, the climate reversal technologies and the climate reversal energies will have a strong economic effect on your planet in a positive way. That these new changes that you're already starting to see as to affect the economy or in the environment and then the economy will be much stronger and much healthier and much more interesting than the old ways of doing things, the old ways that you relied on for centuries, or a century, at least a century, that you finally have come to realize how harmful they are. And we're not going to get into specifics, and you know the specifics that we're talking about, because source energy wants, you know, God, source, whatever you call it, wants this planet to go on for millions of years in a healthy state, and wants people to be able to come back to your planet and reincarnate into your planet in a healthy environment. So this, all this is going to be reversed. And if you start to meditate on this, instead of meditate on the changes you personally can make and your society can make, that consciousness, that collective consciousness, and you could call it subconsciousness, but will have an impact on society, and you will start to move in a direction in creativity to make bigger and bigger. It's going to escalate. It's going to grow. If you're holding on to the old, let it go, because the new will replace. The new will be cleaner. The new will be healthier. The new will have greater economic benefit to all people throughout the planet. So think in terms of that. Know that the new changes, the reverse, the climate situation and the dire effects of your climate will gradually change, but you will have a huge impact in making those changes. You will do it. So we give you a positive message. The more you embrace the change, the more you embrace the new, the more you embrace the reversing of the climate, and more technology will be born in the next year, in the next 2 years, next 3 years, which will make that even more possible and faster reversal of the situation. So be ready for excitement, your planet. Be excited about the changes. Don't worry about it. Turn it over. Source energy will inspire you. You will be inspired to make the changes and have more and more wisdom as to what changes to make to reverse the climate problems that you face on your planet today. So thank you for listening. I guess that probably covers our biggest prediction for the year, that you're going to see some real positive changes in your planet in the environmental areas that will reverse and start to reverse some of the things that you've been doing for the last 100 years plus on your planet. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Okay, well, I have about 2 minutes left. Good. Interesting, huh? Interesting. That's kind of a cool thing. I'm really glad that Spirit got into that discussion. You know, some people deny that there's climate issues. Okay, some people deny it. But as you can tell from what Spirit is saying, that, yeah, there will be greater and greater input from the non-physical world into the physical world to make the changes that you need to do to reverse the negative effects of climate change. That's kind of a cool thing. So I got about a minute and a half left. So if anybody wants to call in to get your personal prediction for 2019, something that's going on in your life, I'll let my spirit teachers, the Sarah group, talk about it. But again, I'd like to emphasize this whole idea that if you're interested, and I love to do this, okay? I love to do this. I love to do angel card readings. I'd love to channel for you and some of the other services I offer. So you might want to contact me if you want to know what specific services. But it really is about, you know, channeling, using the cards to some degree, helping you to work through belief systems. Because my main goal in all of this, my real goal in all of this, is to inspire you to reach your goals, right? To reach where you're going, to help you to create the life that you want. That's my main goal. That's my main purpose, you know, to live the life that you want to live, and removing all the obstacles, the walls that you put up, the energy walls that you've put up to allow the new to flow to you. Because we all put up walls, energy walls, negative walls that block the new from coming in. Fear, doubt, and walls are based on fear. So let me help you to remove the fear, the walls that block you from good. Because we all put them up. I do, you do, we all do. So we'll talk tomorrow or Wednesday. I keep saying tomorrow. Tomorrow, New Year's Day. I don't know how much football I'm going to watch, but I will do some things that will be fun tomorrow. So I love you guys. Contact me. Okay, have a beautiful day. Bye now.